Tommy McNeil. One of the biggest growing concerns is the threat of a Russian attack on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. VOA's Ukrainian service managing editor Tatiana Feroska discuss these concerns with the Ukrainian presidential advisor.
Earlier, the head of Ukraine's military intelligence, Kirill Budanov, said that Russians who control the nuclear plant in Zaporizhia installed weapons with mines near 4 out of 6 nuclear reactors, and that the plan to commit terrorist acts could happen at any moment. It already approved. I asked Podolyak whether the threat increased or decreased considering the events over the weekend. He believes that it remains the same.
She adds that they are monitoring the activity, but White House officials do not believe that terrorist activity at the plant is imminent. The war in Ukraine remains high on the agenda as European Union leaders meet Thursday and Friday in Brussels, just days after the Wagner Group's short-lived revolt in Russia. Lisa Bryan reports for VOA.
Ukraine war has also revived long-standing calls, especially by France, to beef up the EU's own defense capabilities, including by jointly procuring military supplies. That will also be on the table in Brussels. A new Munich Security Conference report criticizes the EU defense capacity and cooperation, faulting a lack of leadership by countries like France and Germany. Another tricky summit topic, relations with China, which both Brussels and Washington say they want to de-risk without breaking ties. Leaders at the Brussels summit will discuss expanding controversial deals with countries like Tunisia to stem migration. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he's called a meeting of senior officials July 6 to try to overcome Turkish objections to Sweden joining the military alliance. This is VOA News. European Union leaders will push ahead this week with plans to beef up the bloc's borders and outsource their migrant challenges to countries people leave or cross to get to Europe. Austria, Hungary, Poland, and others are blocking any meaningful attempt to equitably share out refugees arriving in Greece, Italy, Malta, or Spain. That means the work must focus on preventing migrants from entering and deporting those who cannot stay more efficiently. U.S. President Joe Biden has unveiled a new plan he has dubbed Bidenomics to forge an economic future for families and communities that have long been written off and left behind. VOA's Anita Powell tells us more.
The name is meant to evoke and contrast with Reaganomics. That's the theory spearheaded by Republican former President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, that prosperity among the wealthy trickles down to the poor. Bidenomics instead starts low, something Biden touted this week when he announced a more than $40 billion investment for high-speed internet in rural areas. He likened that push to progressive former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's move to electrify rural America nearly a century ago. Republicans mostly criticize the plan for what they say is excessive taxes, regulation, and spending, which they believe increases inflation and the national debt. Anita Paul, VOA News, Washington.
Scientists say for the first time they have heard gravitational waves rippling through the universe. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Einstein predicted when really heavy objects move through space-time, the fabric of our universe, they create ripples that spread through that fabric. Low-frequency gravitational waves caused by the motion of black holes gently stretching and squeezing everything. To find the waves, scientists pointed telescopes at dead stars called pulsars, which send out radio waves at a regular beat. By noticing tiny changes in that beat, the scientists could identify the gravitational waves passing through, in effect, hearing them. I'm Ben Thomas.
Muslims across Indonesia celebrating Eid al-Adha, one of the biggest holidays in the Islamic calendar, a full meat-based feast after fears of last year's foot-and-mouth disease outbreak waned. It is known as the Feast of Sacrifice and coincides with the final rites of the annual Hajj in Saudi Arabia. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.